Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who on the show now?
Who
on the show now?
Who?
It's one of my favorite segments every week where we find out just how much our coworkers dislike certain people on the show. Depending on the question. Welcome, Paige.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So, Paige, we're going to start off this week with the question we posed on social media, on the Courtney and Company page on Facebook, on Courtney and Co. Y98 on Instagram. And it was the entire show and the place of their first kiss.
There was a picture.
All right. We had a lot of participation on this one. So we'll just get right into it. So the majority, so for the bus photo, the majority of our listeners said they thought that it was Jen.
And it was?
Me. It was Jen.
Wow. Yes.
It wasn't a yellow. I put up a picture of a yellow school bus, but I think it was one of those like charter buses when we went on a trip to like Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Wow.
We played Spin the Bottle in
Hear
the back
that, teachers?
Of
D.C.?
Hear that, teachers? Keep an eye on those kids.
Yeah. I would have thought yours was in a library.
Jerk. Actually, the teacher who was on said field trip ended up marrying a student a couple years younger than I was.
What?
So guess what? He wasn't enforcing attention. No, he was probably watching.
All right, next.
Gross.
All right, so the Woods photo. Majority of listeners thought it was Kevin.
And it was?
Kevin, that's right.
Peggy Boobin.
Peggy Boobin, yep. I still get tongue-tied thinking about it.
Her name was Peggy Boobin. Is there anything better?
All right, now... the picture of the Galleria. Now, people could think it was actually the Galleria or just a mall. We will find out. Majority of our listeners said Tim.
And it was?
It was me, folks.
And it was at the Galleria.
It was at the Galleria.
And it was the Galleria. And a lot of people put me.
Yes.
I did not have my first kiss at the Galleria unless I was 26 years old.
Well, that seems possible.
Well, sure, yeah.
Jerk.
It was at the Galleria, and it was very similar to the view posted in the picture. So that it didn't look like that at the time, but it was that area just outside that entrance.
Oh, wow.
And it was magical. They've thought about putting up some kind of memorial there.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, next.
They haven't yet.
All right, the creepy basement.
Wait. What do you mean creepy?
Oh, that was that. That wood paneling.
All right.
Something.
Yeah. Listeners thought.
Listeners thought Lance.
And it was.
It was me.
Yeah.
That's not my basement, by the way. That was. That's just a representative of the era.
Yes.
But it was a basement in the 63138 on Chardell Drive.
Chardell.
Calling out Chardell. Well,
is it true that yours was also with Peggy Boobin?
No.
Leave Peggy Boobin alone. She is an innocent bystander
Peggy
in all
Boobin's
of this.
Peggy Boobin's going to ask for HR help.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that just leaves the final.
Panteras.
Yeah.
And actually... the majority of our listeners, they know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
they said Courtney.
Yeah, well, it was the, you know, I had a hunk and then I, no.
Oh my God.
It was terrible. It was a traumatic experience for me.
She's talked about it on the air before because she went in for her first kiss and someone went in for a French kiss.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I remember thinking bad about myself for a long time.
Oh.
Yeah, it broke the relationship up.
All right, so we're going to get right into the questions here. So we're going to stick with this first kiss theme. Who on the show was most likely the youngest when they had their first kiss?
Ooh.
I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Lance.
Yeah, I think Lance. Ladies love Lance,
because,
even as a child.
You know, the best one I don't hear, like Nick has told me about his past, and it's like, how are you so young for... it bothers me.
He was
because I was older.
He covered some ground at an early age.
All right. So what did they? I bet Tim gets that one.
Yeah. Five of our coworkers said Tim. Four said Courtney, and one said Jen.
And right. Tim, how old were you when that happened?
Eighth grade.
Yeah, I was 13.
Oh. Ooh.
I was in high school.
Kevin?
But I was seventh in high grade. School.
Seventh,
I was 13.
Seventh grade,
wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Lance?
I was 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told you. You was elementary school.
Lucy.
Wow.
Yeah. Still elementary school.
Stop.
Die was cast.
Was your voice that low when you were 10?
Damn straight.
Come here, girl.
Hey, let me talk to you about your homework.
I have that so many things to
doesn't
say.
Doesn't translate.
Go to
well.
The next one.
Who on the show is most likely the biggest player?
Oh,
it was not me.
Kevin.
Yeah. That's right.
Like right. As a kid? Or just in life?
Like, you know, in that era of life.
I think that Tim's going to win this in a landslide,
which
folks.
I don't think is fair, right. But
Lance could also, from back in the day.
I wasn't much of a player. Never really have been much of a player.
All right, what do our coworkers?
Our coworkers seem to think that Tim was a big player with eight votes.
Oh, my
eight?
God.
Wow.
Who got the other two?
Hey, man,
Courtney
don't hate the player.
And Lance.
I was not. I didn't.
Eight?
That's right.
Did not play.
I got to talk to people around here. That's ridiculous.
Eight.
I think you do talk to people. That's
how did I not get 10?
Who on the show bragged the most about their first kiss?
Ooh.
Oh, not me.
Oh, wow. Mm.
I'm sure I won this one, too.
Oh, no.
Maybe Kevin,
maybe. Yeah, it might be Kevin.
Hey, look, I don't brag. I just was surprised.
He's like, well, can you believe this?
Wow, did I get this? Wow.
Boobin was all over me.
Boobin couldn't keep her hands and other stuff.
Well, Jen had four votes here.
Oh, poor Jen. Why? Because it finally happened? Oh. Maybe. No, I kept my mouth shut.
During the kiss?
Oh, yes.
Paige. Two people said Tim, two people said Courtney, one person said Lance, one person said Kevin.
All right,
okay.
So.
Okay.
There we go.
That's hilarious.
Some love
it's
there.
Fine.
And last but not least... Who on the show would you have wanted as your first kiss?
Ooh. How many girls did you ask?
It was about an even
I bet
spread.
Even guys said Tim.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.